Dr. Jack Chen had been feeling sick for weeks when it struck him that maybe his wife had something to do with it. But would his well-respected doctor spouse really have the guts to spike his hot lemonade with drain cleaner? This is the story of Emily Yu, the woman whose husband caught her on the nanny cam with a bottle of Drano. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here, and hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. My friend and her husband visited me recently in New York City, and as we were having lunch, he asked me if I knew about the lady doctor who poisoned her husband doctor. My friend's husband is a doctor himself, so you know he keeps up on all of the doctor-on-doctor violence. One of my favorite parts about having this channel is that people in all aspects of my life want to talk about true crime with me. So today, in honor of Dr. Kevin, let's not make any rash decisions and have some patience as we cut into this case of the dermatologist and her Drano. Back in August 2022, radiologist Jack Chen had been the victim of some unknown illness for weeks. His esophagus had swelled and ulcers had formed in his stomach. Things were getting worse for the 53-year-old, and he couldn't imagine what could be causing it. But when he started thinking about the chemical taste of his beverages and his routine around the house, he got suspicious that it could have something to do with his wife of 10 years. They started dating in 2011, were married on July 4th, 2012, and had children together in 2013 and 2014. But you know, life in Orange County isn't all Real Housewives and romantic bonfires on Laguna Beach sometimes. So Jack placed a hidden nanny cam in their kitchen, and that's where he caught 45-year-old Yue Emily Yu with her big red bottle of Drano, spiking his lemonade. He claims at least three times.
This is an incredibly intimate way to commit a murder. She had to know what his routine was, what his preferences were. A methodical, intimate, horrific way to murder someone. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Emily was arrested on August 4th, 2022, and held on $30,000 bond. Apparently, she called Jack to post bail. But instead, a day later on August 5th, Jack filed for divorce and also an emergency restraining order, citing domestic violence. He claimed his wife was always ragey and erratic, but that it became an actual issue when children came into the picture. He said his wife Emily and her mother would verbally, emotionally, and physically abuse the rest of the family. Emily would call him demeaning names and say he didn't act like a man. And she would do the "will you please tell your father" thing that fighting couples just love to do, where she'd have the children relay a message to Jack for her when he was standing right there. He also alleged that yelling, insulting, hitting, and pushing was Emily's style of parenting, if you could call it that, burn. He said she'd torture the children by depriving them of sleep and would yell a Chinese phrase at them that translates to "go die." When one teacher considered that their son might have ADHD, Emily put him into another school rather than treat the issue. From the way Jack tells it, she was an authoritarian, and the kids were afraid to even show affection toward him for fear that she'd go into a jealous rage. When their daughter asked her to stop using the F word when talking to the children, Emily called her stupid. Jack alleges that she also once caught all the wires to their security system, and it seems like the idea could have been to cover up how she treated her family. A couple of weeks after Emily's arrest, a judge sided with Jack and told Emily to stay at least 100 yards away from her two children. Of course, Emily's lawyer says the story about the poisoned lemonade is made up, a weak attempt for Jack to take away Emily's right to see her children. Jack has filed for sole custody.
He may have been ill. He may have had ulcers. He may have had an inflamed esophagus for other reasons. Or, worst case scenario, he may have ingested Drano himself to injure himself and then blame Mrs. Yu.
Emily's story is that she was just unclogging a sink with that Drano, because even $2.5 million villas get stopped up now and then. But tell me if you disagree here. It sure doesn't look to me like she's pouring it into the sink. And I'm not sure who pours their Drano into a cup before sending it down the pipes. Emily's attorney said she didn't want to splash, you know, into that big cavernous sink where things are meant to splash. Another defense is that she's a small woman and couldn't handle that big, heavy bottle, so she needed to pour it into the smaller cup first. In the court filing, Jack says he had already not been feeling well when he captured his wife on camera on July 11th, 18th, and 25th with the red bottle and the hot lemonade he would drink later. Now, two things I'd like to point out. One, I love that he caught her on camera once, but still kept drinking the poison drinks in the name of evidence. And two, did he say hot lemonade? Jack says that on July 18th, he took a swig of his hot lemonade, covered it with Saran wrap, and left the room. The video appears to show Emily then peeling back the Saran wrap, pouring in some Drano, and covering the cup again. So yes, he really said hot lemonade, a drink that he keeps warm with cellophane wrapping. I feel like I still have more questions than answers somehow. Emily's lawyer says there's no way she'd sacrifice her life and career over custody. Born April 2nd, 1977, Emily specialized in dermatology and worked at a practice in Mission Viejo. After graduating from medical school at Washington University in St. Louis, she became a board-certified dermatologist in 2010. Her lawyer, unsurprisingly, calls her well-respected in her profession as way of defending her. Her biography was removed from her medical group's website shortly after her arrest, and she was suspended from work. So far, no charges have been made in the case. The latest news is that prosecutors were waiting for the results from the toxicology report to see if they wanted to bring it to court and if any charges could be proven. Meanwhile, Jack and Emily met in court in September 2022 to fight over custody of their two children. Jack argued that his wife should only be able to feed them food that comes sealed and has been bought by someone else. But the judge in their custody case says there's no reason to believe Emily would try to hurt the children. He granted her 3 hours with the children once a week, although her visits are supervised. Apparently, she's only allowed to speak English during these visits, I assume so she can't surreptitiously tell the children to go die in front of the supervisor, and she's not allowed to mention the divorce, I assume so she's less likely to belittle her husband in front of the kids. So why did she allegedly poison her husband? Well, one court filing cites an inability to communicate. Jack says he wrote emails to Emily in the hope of utilizing a less hostile form of conversation to discuss problems with their marriage and bringing up the children. He says they ended up being abuse of the day emails, like, "Emily, dear, I didn't love this mean thing you did to us today." It sounds like Jack and Emily had financial problems, like many couples do, but even worse seems to be their emotional problems. Let me read one of the emails Jack wrote to Emily. "Sweetie, do you think I understand what you mean by you deserve whatever the you get? I can see that you are angry, but I don't really get the intensity of your feeling, and I think you know that about me, and that makes you even more mad. I used to think that letting you swear and express your anger would help you blow off steam and relieve internal pressure. I believe I was wrong. By letting you call me names most of the time in front of the kids and in private, you probably feel that I agree with you that I am a but I still continue to carry myself as a on purpose just to annoy you. Or maybe it is like what you say. You can't stand me as a person. Everything about me causes your anger. But it is not just me. You have anger management issues with everyone in our household, including your mom, name redacted, and the nanny. Name redacted is luckily sheltered by name redacted at this point. I see your mom trying to talk your anger down all of the time without much success. It often just turns your attention onto her. When people talk about spouses, they always talk about accepting the whole person, the good and the bad. So I just let you go on with your rage, even when I think you are overreacting, but I am seeing your anger taking a toll on our kids. This got me thinking that maybe I have been confusing accept with agree. Your mom always tries to remind you that you are so lucky to be in your situation, but I can see from your point of view that you do have reasons to be frustrated. I think you should express your feelings, but is there any way you can express your anger in a healthier way that helps you deal with your emotion at the same time not negatively harm the people around you? I remember somewhere along the way, we were both told that kids should learn how to handle the emotional frustration of not getting something right and should be given the opportunity to help themselves, and then learn to be rewarded with the happiness of knowing how to do something, rather than the external rewards. And ultimately, they should learn independently and not rely on spoon feeding. But right now, you are doing everything that is the opposite approach in every aspect. You don't allow her time to process her mistake and rely on her ears, but rather you just quickly yell at her for any mistakes she makes. You get more frustrated than Lauren when she tries to learn a new piece of music, and you scream at her so she gets frustrated with you and not the challenge, and mom on the side calling her thick skin because Lauren does not appear to be frustrated, but rather turned off. Reward has less to do with the satisfaction of knowing she can do the piece, but more to do with making you happy enough that you will give her a food reward. I realize your method is very effective, and therefore you feel I have no ground in voicing any opinions. I acknowledge you put in a great deal of effort and personal time, and I really appreciate that without question. Maybe you are right, and Lauren can only learn by force feeding. But I think she is used to force feeding, and it is difficult to ask her to learn by other methods, as she learns to rely on you and no one else for force feeding. Plus, she models your disrespect for me. Did you ever try to learn from someone you have no respect for? Again, I'm not trying to take away your accomplishment, but maybe a little modification may make life better for all of us. I think it is very important that our kids learn from us how to deal with intense emotions like anger, disappointment, and sadness. I hope you can agree with me on that. Now, one thing I found interesting is that this email appears to have been written from Jack's work email address because there was a confidentiality notice at the bottom. I know a lot of people who do everything from their work computers, so maybe it doesn't mean anything, but I wondered if he sent it from that email to somehow make it more official, like he was recording Emily's wrongdoings for later. But conspiracy theories aside, I found the email in general to be pretty emotionally mature. It's the line, "You can't stand me as a person," that really gets me. The police say that Jack has significant internal injuries, but feels relief that he now knows the cause of his mysterious illness. He had to take a break from his work as a doctor to deal with the hit to his physical and emotional health, but is expected to recover. His main motivation is making sure his children can bounce back from this. Of course, we've really only heard Jack's side of the story so far. Emily's attorney says she was fully aware of the camera in the kitchen and that it's very suspicious that Jack had divorce papers and a request for full custody ready to go after she was arrested. I'd love to know what you think about this case, especially, let's be honest, the hot lemonade. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.